Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays. It's Monday all around the world, and you are listening to Be There Magazine in the morning. It's all about you. This is a live networking show. You can call in 347-637-1577. Let's talk about business. Everything is everything. Everything is everything. You have to make it your thing. Make it your business. Brand yourself. Make it a business that you want to participate in and everybody wants to be a part of. If you can have a product that everybody has used, very few businesses are in this earth that people can say, I never gave them any money. Can you think of a business that most people have given some of their money to? How would you like to have a business like that where no matter who you are, at some point of your life, they contribute to your business? Think about that and tell me what businesses that you know have achieved that achievement of business where most people have given them some of their money. We'll be right back. I'm your publisher of Be There Magazine. Tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. The next event that's coming up, the big one, the train is moving, the networking train. Get on board. Get on board. The networking train is moving. It's slowing down to let you get on board. At this point, you can even run behind the train, grab a hold of the bars, and jump on. It's going to stop at various locations. And right now it's stopping at the networking radio show. So all you have to do is call 347-637-1577 and you can get on board. The networking train is a serious train because once you get on board, everybody there is about networking. You can go from car to car. When you go through the car and you get in the car, people who are seated will get up to talk to you. They will put their hand out and shake your hand as you go through the networking train. You can't beat this with a stick. The night of the heavy hitters, Russell and the heavy hitters, will take place on May 2nd at the Metro Points Hotel. It's the phenomenal of networking. It's never been done in the history of networking where you go in a room and meet 100 heavy hitters, movers and shakers, Russell and the heavy hitters. I'm Russell, the publisher. Come shake my hand on May 2nd, and you could be a part of the coalition of concerned businesses, the coalition that's larger than anything that has ever been done in Washington metropolitan area to help each other. Don't miss the networking train. Don't let it pass you by, and don't let it speed up to the point where it's moving so fast. It's the bullet. It'll be like the bullet train where it moves so fast and you just look at it go by. The time now is your time. It's our time. It's the time to get on board. 347-637-1577. We're going to come right back and talk about a business that nobody gets by without giving some of their money to. Think about that business and tell me what you think that business is, and give us a call and we'll tell you what it is. Be right back. Welcome back. Tips on how to make your business better. This is what we do every morning. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's tips to make your business better. We can make your business do what it do. We can make you be better at what you do. We have so many businesses now that are part of the Coalition of Concerned Businesses. It's growing every day. Our goal is to help businesses help themselves. Where can you go and be a part of an organization that now everybody wants to help you? At the last event, it was so intense and so phenomenal. We had Pinky Lee Taylor launch her business, Classy Chicks Consignment on Wheels. She was there. We had Barrett Tax Association was there. It was just over and over and over again, businesses that's coming on board that made things a little bit different. Johnny Benson came in and he really worked the room. He's going to be featured next month at the Metro Points Hotel, May 2nd. Also, we had so many businesses that were new to the organization that saw it. Cosmo De Facto did a wonderful job at offering what he did. We also had the opportunity this week to spotlight an individual who had a show at the Camelot. They spotlighted and they did songs by Luther Vandross and Barry White. If you ever did not see an event, you need to go see that event if it comes back in town. It's something to behold, because they were literally Barry White and Luther Vandross. The show was superb. It was excellent. It was something that you never, ever going to see again in this Washington metropolitan area. And I encourage you to take advantage of that. We're going to come back with some tips, and we're going to tell you who that business is that nobody gets by. We'll be right back. Information you can use immediately. Let's give out some tips, some 9 hot tips for small businesses marketing themselves on Facebook. Facebook has 845 million users. That's a lot of people every day. See yourself as a URL. Put your business on Facebook. Make sure they have the name of your business website, Twitter account. Use third-party platforms to distribute social content. Pasting content, logging from one social media network, logging out to another can buy time and consuming tasks, but it doesn't have to be. If you're looking to push your content on Facebook, other, you can benefit from using the tools like Hot or Hootsuite, which will allow you to publish once and distribute everywhere. You can integrate your Facebook page, Twitter account, the Google Plus, and LinkedIn. All those things are real, real important that you can do. Also, you can use the application for publishing platform. Buy one application to get all of them. Okay, the small, medium-sized business social media budget is now can get let you get information you can do immediately. So this networking aspect is really, really something to behold. You can now network without any pressure. You can get your business out to everybody. Everybody wants to know about who you are, and you can make it happen. All you have to do is use social networking. A welcome page. This should be a default integrating page for you. A contact us page. There is a great useful tool for contacting us. Right now we're using a social media aspect of business cards. It's a digital business card. You can text Be There Magazine to 90210, and you can see our business card immediately. Give us a call at 202-445-1131, and we'll make it even better for you. Also, find out when and what to post on Facebook. If you're looking to see what your fans engaged most and when you post it on, you can utilize third-party service. You can also be more effective with posts every day. You can post something that people want to see. Popular keywords to drive engagement. Type the media best advice. Use Facebook Insights. It's called Facebook Insights. If you have to provide a report of Facebook metrics to your basic boss or client, then you can use this. You can do this by clicking the expert data button on your Facebook. Provide local content. Nobody wants to visit Facebook page with an offer only to learn that it's not available in their region, nor do they want to land on a brand page that the content is not in their language. Here are some quick strategies for providing localized content. Give your fans an incentive to visit your business page with recent content. We'll be right back. This is Be There Magazine in the morning. Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Be There Magazine in the Morning, and we are talking about businesses, how to make businesses, how to make your business even better. Call us at 347-637-1577, Facebook, Twitter. Get involved with Facebook and Twitter. It's the new way of promoting your business to the degree that you don't have to work as hard. So people don't realize the power of Facebook, the power of Twitter. Give your fans an incentive to visit your page by providing what a recent activity walk-in promotion area. Allow the users to recognize that they are connected with this location by providing details and assets about specifics to where they are. Go to a target, your post that you want to get to your location, at multiple locations. So make things happen. We'll be right back with another break. Magazine in the Morning. It's all about you. The networking event of this century will be happening again at May the 2nd at the Metro Points Hotel. Metro Points Hotel. It's going to be There Magazine After Dark, where you can meet and greet and see and network with businesses of all aspects of business. You can meet the heavy hitters of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Where else can you do that? Where else can you do that? Where else can you walk into a room and there's power in that room? There is incentive in that room. There is a room where you can meet people that want to do what you do. How is that possible? Entertainers, are you a singer? Are you a person who plays the piano? Are you a musician? Do you have talent? Are you performing for people that need your services? Where can you meet these people? Where can you see these people? You can see these people by calling in or coming to the networking event at Be There Magazine After Dark. It's so exciting to see people who have businesses that now can spotlight themselves and look at themselves and see people who want what they do. Valerie, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm with you, Russell.
Fantastic. I want to tell you about Valerie Young. She is an extraordinary entrepreneur, but she's a professional. This woman has a product that every woman would love to adore, but she's also enthusiastic about her business, and she's about her business. Valerie, tell us about your business.
Okay, I am the owner of Inception of Wardrobes by Valerie, and I do a lot of, I'm trying to get started with more event planning and promotional activities with other vendors because I believe in helping everybody come up, and then we come up together in the community. But I have a product where I encase silver coins that are at least 100 years old, and I'm working with one of our anointed members at Metropolitan AME Church, Mrs. Thelma Jacobs, and what she does is she's one of our historians, and she knows a lot of the information, but then she seeks out information on the years that I give her for particular coins and gives me a nice write-up, and I have that write-up in case to give to anyone that's purchasing one of the coins. One of my oldest coins right now in my collection is from 1882. Unbelievable how large the coins were back then, and they're solid silver, and I could have them encased in gold or silver with a chain to complement them. But I just want to give a big thank you to you, Russell, and your team, because when my daughters came out to help me with my event planning at your banquet last week at the Metroplex, forgive me, they wore my jewelry, And they were so proud to be a part of seeing so many young and mature entrepreneurs that were people of color like us. And they were so proud when they left. And I have another person that I want to recognize, Deborah Johnson, one of the photographers there. She's going to help me do a catalog for the jewelry creations that I make out of gemstones, mostly with gold or silver, and they're one-of-a-kind people, so she's going to help me put together a catalog with my jewelry to showcase it. And so when you come out, you meet people, you engage in conversation, it's a winning situation. I feel so proud and honored to meet you and just to be a part of the Be There Magazine Club. I'm just really honored, and I just wanted to let you know that because I was in a business meeting on Friday and couldn't get a chance to call in to tell you that. But I'm really proud, and every day is a business day for me, and I just thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you are a fantastic individual. I am so happy the way you conduct your business. When you brought your daughters in, and I want to say firsthand, you did an excellent job of raising your daughters. That is not an easy task to do in today's society. That right there is worth the tea in China, to see your young daughters who are so poised, who are so ladylike. We're talking about actually seeing daughters that are just epitome of Sasha and Leia. Your daughters walked in like they are the president's daughters. And I really appreciate you as a mother, and I'm sure your father, the father is as excellent as you are. You did a great job. It's just that's something that we need to see. So just having your daughters involved in your business and having the way that they portrayed your product, it was excellent and professional. And I want to thank you for coming and being a part of the Coalition of Concerned Businesses, but also promoting. And we're looking forward to seeing you again on May 2nd. We want you to come back out on May 2nd, spread the word. And that's what it's all about. When people come out to Be There Magazine After Dark, the networking at its best, they're going to meet people to enhance their business. Everybody gets business from being there, but what's more important is they become part of the business. Like yourself, you have become part of the coalition. You are now a Be There Magazine promoter and advertiser and reader. You are now walking, representing the company. People now know that, hey, Be There Magazine is spotlighting you. It's making sure that you're known, and I appreciate that, but also people appreciate it, and you're going to get more and more branded and more known through this network, through this networking event. That's why I'm so happy you called in this morning also. We've got a lots of people listening on this radio show every morning, and it's just an ideal opportunity called Networking in the Morning. It's all about you. So tell us a little bit about how you got started. So how did you actually get the insight to start this jewelry business?
Well, actually, it's something that's been a passion of mine that I didn't even realize until I had been out of the workforce, and I always collected stones and particular gemstones. And so it's something that my husband, he recently passed away, asked me to pursue. And so once I really got into creating my own jewelry designs, it just became so passionate to me. And I know I have so many anointed people around me, like Mrs. Jacobs. She is one of our Sunday school mentors, and I knew she could help me. If I gave her a year, it would be something significant that she could tell me about that year, whether it was from a former member at Metropolitan or something that happened in our historical past as an African people. And it just made me proud to do it. And that's how I started. It's just always been in me. And now it's something that I'm bringing about to be a legacy, hopefully, for my girls. I'm going to have that Spring Bazaar on this Saturday coming up in Rockville at 198 Halpine Congressional Apartments, and it's going to start at 12. We're going to be there from 12 to 4. I just became LinkedIn, so I'm on the LinkedIn network now at Glover Graham V3, You can find me there. I got so many hits already. I feel so proud of you, what you're doing for me, Russell, and my business and your team. I'm just so honored. And so hopefully I can
spread the word for
us through ups and downs.
Well, spread the word for us. Let people know about Be There Magazine and let them know that they can get involved with the coalition and the advertising and the aspect. We catapult people. That's what we do. We drive people to websites and we put people in seats. Where can you go on a Thursday night and walk into a room and see that many entrepreneurs and that many people with a positive attitude, ego-free? Give us your take on what you experienced when you walked through the door with your girls.
It was the type of environment that I like to have my daughters know that the generations before them are challenging them to be better at whatever they pursue. The mannerism was on high level. Everybody was very professional. We met so many different people in different backgrounds. Miss Pinky was there. She was doing her consignment wardrobe. It was just really nice with the entertainers that you have. We couldn't have been at a better productive place on a Thursday evening. And like I said, it's just great to know that that type of environment exists for people who need help in trying to better their business, and it's other people there that want to give them that hand up.
And that's what it's all about. It's about knowing that you go to a venue that is about business. Nobody's there just to mess around and just do nothing. It's a combination of everything. You can come in, you can socialize, you can network, you can promote, you can get people to know what you do. When you walk up to the individual, they're not saying, well, what are you talking about? I don't want to hear about that. They're open and receptive to who you are. And then you can connect. Like you say, you met Deborah. Now she's a photographer, but now you met her, and she's able to now help you photograph your items. How would you meet somebody like her if it wasn't for the networking of Be There Magazine? That's what it's all about. People there that was never known before, or they could not know each other. I had so many people come up to me and talk about you, the professionalism of you and your lovely daughters. And that makes people feel good. They say, hey, why not do business with you or get to know you? Because you have something that somebody needs. So that's what it's all about. We're going to take a break. We come back and close the statements. I'm going to talk about that business that nobody gets by, that everybody at some point has given them some of their money. Stay Alive with Valerie Young. This is Be There Magazine in the Morning. We'll be right back. Magazine in the Morning. That business that nobody gets by, that at some point somebody has given them some of their money. That business is McDonald's. Very few people can say that they've never given McDonald's any of their money. Even if they don't like McDonald's, the children are so advertised and so poor that at some point they've given McDonald's some money for a child. That kind of makes sense, Valerie.
Okay, I thought I lost connection there for a second. May I have that last statement again, Russell?
I said that kind of makes sense. McDonald's is the business that nobody gets by. Everybody at some point is giving McDonald's some of their money. Even if they don't like the product, the children are so heavily advertised that they have bought a cheeseburger for a child. At one time, McDonald's was advertising over 1 billion sold, over 2 billion sold. It got to be so consecutive to giving billions and billions of people their money that they took the sign down. They don't even change the sign anymore. Everybody has given McDonald's some of their money. Does that kind of make sense?
That does. That's exactly right, and that's why McDonald's is at the plateau it is now. And I like to see them change those Happy Meal toys over to a percentage that they'll put to some of the kids' college tuitions instead of a Happy Meal toy. But they are in the mega billions now for the French
mega
fries.
They're in the advertising. Those toys and stuff come from advertising products or movies or whatever. And they do have a, a portion of proceeds they give back to children. They got some McDonald's house. They do support some activities of businesses, et cetera. They advertise, they promote. But their business is so heavily branded that everybody has given them some of their money. You want to get your business to the point where people like your product and they want to give you some of their money. That's what I look at with you, Valerie. You have a product that at some point somebody wants to give you money for your product because it's a great product and you're a great person. You have the personality and the attitude and the tenacity to love people. You care about people. You care about your business, and you want people to understand that, and they do. When you walked in the Metro Points Hotel, and I saw you, I saw the love of your business, but also the love of your daughters. You are a great woman, and I'm glad that you're part of the coalition. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, Be There Magazine in the morning, networking at its best. It's all about you. Network live. Get on the networking train. Be There Magazine After Dark is the next stop, May 2nd. Spread the word. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Money, the root of all evil. Too funny things. Thank you.